from NBC's Radio City Studios in New York, from Hollywood and around the world. A Bob Hope NBC Christmas just like the ones we used to know. Brought to you by Kraft. Join us for some of the best Christmases we can remember. There's something special from Kraft. And by Whitman's Chocolates, makers of quality box chocolate since 1842. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Bob, 44 years of Christmases on NBC Hope, welcoming you to a couple of hours of Christmas cheer radio style. We're going to listen to the way we've celebrated Christmas over the years and along the way share some of the humor and traditions of the holiday. Of course, a Christmas tradition for me is our annual bunch of Yuletide shows. And through the years, we played all over the world and to just about every kind of audience. Back during the Second World War, we started doing troop shows.
Yes, sir, it's a great thrill and an honor to be on this command performance show on this Christmas Eve, the time of year when everyone has a feeling of love. Boy, you should see all the young couples walking in the park, the fellow with his arm around the girl and the man from the draft board with his arm around the fellow. But fellows, back home here, the women are making this a victory Christmas. My aunt is very patriotic. Yesterday, she gave her girdle to the scrap drive. Now she's dreaming of a wide Christmas.
One of the things I always remember is what great Christmas dinners we had at those troop shows.
Anyway, it's wonderful to be down here on Christmas and sharing the fun. The cooks here went all out for Christmas. They wanted to give the boys a white Christmas, so they bleached the beans. I'm kidding. Actually, they had a wonderful turkey dinner and topped it all off with a flaming dessert. Flaming dessert. That's better set fire to it, Max. Somebody goofed.
After the war, we made a practice of visiting veterans' hospitals at Christmas time.
It's good to be here tonight. Of course, this is a little new to me. It's the first time I've ever been in a hospital before a broadcast. And this hospital is located in such rugged country, you have to get well before you can come here.
We always had great guest stars on the Christmas shows. Guys like Tony Martin.
Say, Bob, what's been happening since I've been away?
Oh, everything's about the same, Tony. Betty Grable is still my steady girlfriend.
Betty Grable, your steady girlfriend? Bob, Betty married Harry James 2 years ago to have a little baby.
I thought she'd been acting a little cool lately.
And, of course, our greatest and biggest guest star, Bing Crosby. Here's Bing in our show, Shortwave, to the U.S. from parts unknown.
Perhaps you can help me, Santa. I don't know the store very well around here, and I'm looking for a present for a friend of mine, Bob Hope. Why don't you buy him whatever he needs the most?
Well, now, that's an idea, yeah. Where can I get a large package of talent?
Oh, he was beautiful. And you know, that shortwave signal reminds me of the problem we'd have getting everybody on planes and trains and into hotels. Our producer, Al Capstaff, handled things most of the time. But every so often, we'd run into difficulties. Like the time I was driving into Corona Naval Hospital in California with cast members Vera Vague and Francis Langford, and we tried to pass the sentry at the gate.
Say, here's the hospital gate. I guess we can drive right by the sentry.
Good evening, visitors.
Now, look, Sentry, I've got to get into the hospital immediately.
Okay. Who's next?
Bologna, where's your Christmas spirit?
Lost it in a crap game.
Tell me, soldier, why are you wearing that Marine coat?
You got me. I don't know why they gave me this thing to wear.
And those army pants.
I don't know why I'm wearing those either.
And that sailor hat.
Haven't any idea.
Well, what branch of the service do you belong to?
Intelligence. Now, scram, Hope.
Well, I guess it's no use.
Psst, girls. Let's sneak around the back and climb over the gate. Okay, but who'll hold my guns?
Yeah.
Listen, Hope.
This is the last warning. Beat it now.
Okay. Come on, Francis. Miss Vague. Hey, let's try to climb over this fence. But it's pretty high.
Well, the best way to do it is to stand on somebody's shoulders.
Yeah. Come on, Francis. You and I will do it. There. That did it.
Yes, Bob, but now how will I get over?
Yeah. Well, I'll help you, Francis.
Quick up this ladder and we'll get on the roof.
Gee, it's dark up here.
Shh. I hear the sentry coming. Let's hide behind the chimney and make like ducks.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Yeah, they've even got doctors on the roof.
That sentry was Jerry Colonna, of course. What a talent. Despite problems with sentries and occasional missed connections, we usually managed to get where we were going, and wherever that was, we tried to bring the special feeling of Christmas with us. One of my favorite moments was the time Bing and Carol Richards first sang Silver Bells on the air. It was from a picture of mine called Lemon Drop Kid, and it's always been one of my favorite songs. I can still remember Bing and Carol singing side by side at the mic in front of Les Brown's band at NBC's Vine Street Studio in Hollywood. It was December 1950.
Busy sidewalk, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear
silver bells, silver bells.
Streetlights, even stoplights, twinkle of bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle you hear
silver bells,
silver bells.
City, ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Stay tuned. Bob goes out in search of a Christmas tree on a foggy night in Burbank when a Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, returns. But first, this from Kraft.
Tradition means a lot during the holidays. There's no substitute for it. And that's how people feel about Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Whether you use Philly in your favorite holiday cheesecake or simply spread it on crackers, the taste of Philadelphia brand cream cheese says something about you, something good. It shows the time and care you take to use all the right ingredients. So when the family reunion rolls around this holiday season, isn't it silly not to use Philly?
Make sure you look your finest for the holidays with an Eva Gabor wig from Wells Wholesale Wigs, Oregon's largest wig sales outlet. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public and features hundreds of wigs in stock. You can save 20% off every wig in stock through the end of the year. See the Eva Gabor Light and Airy Wig, regularly $38, now on sale for just $30. Or see the Diana Wig, regularly $30, now just $24. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public. Call for a free catalog, 234-0977. That's 234-0977. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 5. Use your Visa or MasterCard. They have hundreds of beautiful wigs, and there's a wig stylist on duty at all times. Remember, save 20% on Eva Gabor wigs and many other styles through the end of the year. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. The people there are experts and can help you look your best.
It's a Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. Once again, here's Bob.
Hey, thanks, Bill. By this time of the year, just about everybody has their Christmas tree up, which makes sense because it's so close to Christmas. But one year, I waited till the very last minute to get ours.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland.
In the lane, snow is glistening, sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Gee, just three more days, I've got to get a Christmas tree. But I don't see why I should pay for it. It's so foggy, nobody will see me if I cut a tree right then. Put one right down here at the edge of this park. Boy, this is a tough one. That did it.
What's going on here?
Oh, hello, officer. Well, I was just helping myself to a Christmas tree. But in all this fog, I guess I picked a pretty big one, didn't I?
You sure did. You just chopped down the only telephone pole in Burbank.
Well, that didn't work out too well. Another year, Ohio State was in the Rose Bowl, and all my relatives from Cleveland came into town for the game.
Since we have so many house guests, I'm spending more for Christmas decorations. I'm not having the usual tree this year. I'm getting a new one. You know how they're selling Christmas trees for $1 a foot? Well, I got a beautiful tree for 50 cents a foot. There's only one thing wrong with it. It's 140 feet tall. Of course, we couldn't put it in the house. It's so tall, we put it in the front yard, and already there's one ornament hanging on it. The night plane to San Francisco.
You know, they used to have great trees at all the military installations we'd visit. Wendell Niles, who was our announcer for many years, described one of the best trees.
The hospital is buzzing with excitement as the nurses and the patients prepare for their annual Christmas party. I don't know when I've seen so many happy faces. Over here on my left, a few sergeants are stringing up some lights on a tree. And over here on my right, a few enlisted men are stringing up some sergeants on another tree.
One of the problems we used to have at the military camp shows was getting trees for the servicemen and women. Sometimes we even had trouble with decorations. Once Jerry Colonna called us while we were on the air, and I tried to get him to help us.
Well, Colonna, I need more Christmas decorations. Do you have any tinsels?
Oh, no, Hope. I had them taken out when I was a kid. Oh.
Colonna, this isn't time for corny jokes.
That's funny. Could have sworn we were on the air. By the way, Hope, where are you?
Oh, I'm at the Birmingham Hospital.
Was it a boy?
One place where they never had any trouble with trees is at NBC's home in New York City. Every year, the giant tree in Rockefeller Center is the Christmas showpiece of the city. It's 10,000 brightly colored bulbs saying more than words possibly can about peace on earth and goodwill toward men. The lighting of the tree is the official signal that the Christmas season in New York has started. Thousands of people gather at the skating rink in Rockefeller Plaza the night the tree is lit. I helped press the button myself this year, and cheer from the crowd is really a thrill. Like the year Archbishop Terrence J. Cook and Rockefeller Center President G.S. Eisel got together with a group of kids to light the giant 70-foot spruce. Joining them under the tree, the new Christy Minstrels, who just couldn't help singing when the tree came to life.
One, two, three.
And to you, your carol too. And God bless you and send you out.
and joy come to you, and to you your carol too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Here we come,
caroling.
Here we come,
caroling.
Here away, caroling. Here away,
caroling. Citizens of Earth unite, sing not so clear. His story and his message will soon reach every ear.
Joy come to you, and to you your carol too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Here we come a caroling, here we come a caroling, here we come a caroling. Here we come a caroling. Bum, 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 bum.
Jim Henson's Muppet Rolf, John Denver, and Santa Claus are all coming up on Bob Hope's NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know.
How do you recapture the spirit of Christmas past? You might try opening a Whitman sampler. There's around 140 years of Christmas tradition inside that sampler box, and many generations of Americans have enjoyed Christmas just a little more because they reached into the Whitman sampler and sampled one of the delicious chocolates inside. All tasting of good times and good Christmases. Whitman's, the gift America's been giving ever since 1842.
If you're still looking for great Christmas buys for the skier or sportsman on your list, shop the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales till 5 p.m. tonight. Save an additional 25% off specially marked items. For example, nylon polyester ski bibs. Sunset's regular price, $19.97, now just $14.95. Or ski-style jackets, regularly $24.75, now just $18.57. Save an additional 25% on nylon moon boots, backpacks, fishing reels, and ladies and men's reversible vinyl raincoats. Some as low as $4 and $5. Save 25% off regular low prices on all Christmas decorations. Don't miss the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales. Open today till 5 p.m. at the corner of 39th and Holgate. Sunset Surplus Sales, where you won't be able to leave without finding a bargain. Open till 5 tonight. Closed Christmas. Open Sunday, December 26th.
It's a Bob Hope NBC Christmas just like the ones we used to know. And right now, sauntering up to his spinet piano, Jim Henson's Muppet, Rolf. Ah, Rolf is sitting down now, and Mr. John Denver approaches our NBC microphone dressed in a red tasseled cap and feeding a small reindeer. Let's listen.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
That's nice.
Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a
too much, aren't they? John Denver and Rolf. One way to have yourself a merry little Christmas is slide up to the buffet on Christmas Day. And I've done some sliding in my time, I'll tell you. I've seen some, too. Take the Christmas we were at Long Beach Veterans Hospital.
I had Christmas dinner in one of the dining rooms here. Boy, they really went after that food. I said to the guy next to me, how's the stuffing? And the guy stuck his head out of the turkey's mouth and said, fine. But having Christmas dinner at a hospital is quite an experience. The turkey was brought in on a stretcher with a thermometer in his mouth. And they just can't seem to forget that their doctor's here. Before the major carved the turkey, he put on his rubber gloves, and every 5 seconds he'd yell, more oxygen, more oxygen. And boy, these soldiers will eat anything. During the meal, the phone disappeared, and we didn't know what happened to it until somebody called the hospital, and the private next to me started ringing. These soldiers can eat till the cows come home. The only trouble is, when they're eating, the cows are afraid to come home. They ate 10 pounds of cranberries before somebody told them they were supposed to take them out of the cans first. And the soldier across from me was swallowing whole pieces of turkey. I said, what about the bones? He said, fine, hand them over. One poor guy was on a liquid diet. He dampened the turkey before he swallowed it whole. And after they'd finished everything inside, I said, shall I call the waiter? They said, no, call the cook. He's got more meat on him.
The veterans at Long Beach had plenty of turkey in the straw that Christmas, but not everyone is so fortunate. I remember another Christmas when I was walking along Hollywood Boulevard, and I ran into a street corner Santa who had more than his share of trouble. Or did he?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, it's my old friend Santa Claus. Happy Yuletide to you.
What's happy about it? I got chilblains on my feet, my hands are so cold I've been ringing the bell with my teeth, and this morning they shut off my grandfather's Social Security.
Well, why should you worry about your grandfather's Social Security?
He's dead. I've been collecting it. Things are horrible. Put some money in the pot, boy.
Well, I'm sorry you have such a sad story to tell.
Yeah, you ain't heard it all yet. You know what happened yesterday? My wife ran away with a neighbor next door.
Oh, gee, that's terrible. How could that happen to you?
Well, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess. Merry Christmas, everybody. I don't know if I ever told you or not, boy, but I come from awful poor folks.
Real poor, huh?
Yep. There are 15 of us kids, and we didn't have any clothes at all.
No clothes? Well, how could you keep warm?
Well, every year come September, my mother would call us all in and simonize us for the winter.
Well, that's pretty bad. But my folks had real poverty. We didn't have anything to eat at all.
Really, boy?
That's just a straight line, you know. You don't have to... Sneaky fellow actor. Yeah, all right, we'll go. Yeah, we had... Give me that in there. We had real poverty at our house. Our kitchen was so bare, the mice used to come in, take a look around, and leave something for us in the trap.
Let me tell you something about the mice in our house, boy. We had hundreds of mice. We didn't have any cheese to catch them with.
No kidding?
The only thing we could catch a mouse with was to bait the trap with an IOU. put some money in the pot, boy.
Just a second, Santa. Who does this money go to?
Well, it goes to buy parachutes for baby kangaroos that fall out of their mother's pouches.
Look, do you realize that what you're doing is practically larceny?
It is.
Oh, he's playing them full way tonight. Certainly it's larceny. You're taking all this money, you don't keep any books. So no one can tell how much you've taken in, and with no record, the government can't charge any income tax.
I know. Get yourself a pot, boy.
That Santa Claus was played by a man named Jack Kirkwood. He's beautiful. And, well, we'll hear from him later in the show. Right now, Here's Bill St. James.
Jack Webb and Stan Freberg revive Christmas Dragnet when a Bob Hope NBC Christmas just like the ones we used to know returns after this from Kraft.
Once upon a time, there was a family that always had a family reunion at Christmas. The children came from far and wide. The mother cooked for days and days. There was tons and tons of turkey. Everyone was excited because they knew that the next day they could have turkey on white with Miracle Whip. Only the next day there was no Miracle Whip. So days later there was still tons and tons of turkey. The moral of the story, a turkey sandwich isn't a sandwich without the tangy zip of Miracle Whip salad dressing, the bread spread.
Make sure you look your finest for the holidays with an Eva Gabor wig from Wells Wholesale Wigs, Oregon's largest wig sales outlet. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public and features hundreds of wigs in stock. You can save 20% off every wig in stock through the end of the year. See the Eva Gabor Light and Airy Wig, regularly $38, now on sale for just $30. Or see the Diana Wig, regularly $30, now just $24. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public. Call for a free catalog, 234-0977. That's 234-0977. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Use your Visa or MasterCard. They have hundreds of beautiful wigs, and there's a wig stylist on duty at all times. Remember, save 20% on Eva Gabor wigs and many other styles through the end of the year. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. The people there are experts and can help you look your best. A Bob Hope NBC Christmas just like the ones we used to know continues with a visit to Jack Webb's old beat, Dragnet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to hear is true.
Well, what would Christmas be without Dragnet? This may sound silly, but actually Jack Webb's famous police drama had a Christmas show that was repeated year after year on NBC. The story itself concerns a little boy who temporarily borrows a statue of the infant Jesus from his parish a couple of days before Christmas. The parish priest thinks the statue has been stolen. Eventually, the confusion is set right, but in the process, Webb gives us a humorous look at the way Sergeant Joe Friday and his partner Frank Smith go about their Christmas traditions.
It was Wednesday, December 24th. It was cold in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of Burglary Division. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Bernard. My name's Friday. I'd gone across the street to buy stamps for some Christmas cards I was sending out. It was 9:15 a.m. when I got back to room 45. Burglary. I sat down at a table in the squad room and I started to address the cards when Frank walked in carrying a stack of Christmas boxes.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Christmas cards, huh? A little late, aren't you?
Well, I was going to send them out Monday, but we had that stakeout.
You ought to get married, Joe.
Yeah?
It's the only system. Faye does all this stuff for me. Laundry, mails cards, only system.
Might help.
I brought in your present. Want to open it now?
No, I'll wait.
I always open a couple the day before.
Why?
Well, it'll put you in the spirit ahead of time. I opened Phil's this morning.
Who's he?
Faye's brother in Denver. Gave me a magazine, one of those funny ones.
What do you mean, a comic book?
No, one of those funny ones, you know.
No, I don't, Frank.
Well, some of the pages have holes in them. You look through and there's a picture on the next page.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those on the newsstand.
They have cloth pasted in.
Cloth?
In the ads. If you want to buy a suit, they have a sample right there.
You mean you can feel it?
Reach right out and feel it. There was one for $200.
A suit?
Sure. Cloth comes from Scotland.
What's it made out of, solid gold?
No, they got a special kind of goat over there. It's real smooth.
Not a goat, Frank. A sheep.
Well, it's a special kind of sheep, then, because a suit costs $200.
You gonna get one?
I told Faye. She said, wear the sample. Anything doing?
Fanning and Pryor were in on that market holdup.
They come up with anything?
Pound of air. Nothing else.
I hope it stays quiet. I got more shopping to do.
I finished.
What'd you get, Ann?
Stationery set. Some paper and envelopes. Leather binding.
Joe, you'll never learn.
Well, what's the matter?
No woman wants a stationery set. Get her something personal.
Well, it's got her initials on it.
No, no. You want something more sentimental, romantic.
What'd you get Faye?
It's different in her case.
What'd you get Faye?
Sewing machine.
That's romantic.
Well, it is in a way.
Why didn't you buy her a catcher's mitt?
Say, a catcher's mitt would be a good present for Dolores. Anyway, while Sergeant Friday was mailing his Christmas cards, a young man across town named Stan Freeberg was doing his version of Christmas Dragnet. As part of his series of Dragnet parodies for Capitol Records, his version was called Yulenet.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve. They brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't any Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in the 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister. I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny. Isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Well, you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get him?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, what's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The little man saw us at the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
The story you have just heard was true, and the next one you're going to hear about Bob's search for his wife Dolores' Christmas present is also true. Keep your dial glued to a Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. And on Monday, December 20th, turn your TV dial to NBC for the merriest of the merry, Bob Hope's Christmas Show, A Bag Full of Comedy, with special guest stars Mac Davis, Olivia Newton-John, Lonnie Anderson, and John Wayne. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern for an hour of Yuletide laughs. Right now, these words from Whitman's Chocolates.
How do you recapture the spirit of Christmas past? You might try opening a Whitman sampler. There's around 140 years of Christmas tradition inside that sampler box, and many generations of Americans have enjoyed Christmas just a little more because they reached into the Whitman sampler and sampled one of the delicious chocolates inside, all tasting of good times and good Christmases. Whitman's, the gift America's been giving ever since 1842.
If you're still looking for great Christmas buys for the skier or sportsman on your list, shop the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales till 5 p.m. tonight. Save an additional 25% off specially marked items. For example, nylon polyester ski bibs. Sunset's regular price, $19.97, now just $14.95. Or ski-style jackets, regularly $24.75, now just $18.57. Save an additional 25% on nylon moon boots, backpacks, fishing reels, and ladies' and men's reversible vinyl raincoats. Some as low as $4 and $5. Save 25% off regular low prices on all Christmas decorations. Don't miss the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales. Open today till 5 p.m. at the corner of 39th and Holgate. Sunset Surplus Sales, where you won't be able to leave without finding a bargain. Open till 5 tonight, closed Christmas, open Sunday, December 26th.
A Bob Hope NBC Christmas continues with Tom Lehrer.
Let the raucous sleigh bell jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
You know, Tom Lehrer has a point. Sometimes Christmas gets out of control. For instance, did you ever notice how many people you wind up giving gifts to? Sometimes it goes too far. Like the time announcer Bill Goodwin was at the house a couple of days before Christmas. You know, Christmas is getting out of hand, Bill. I've spent over $500 on presents already. If one more person tries to get a Christmas present out of me, so help me, I tell you.
Hiya, Mr. Hope. It's just the mailman. Thought I'd walk right in because I got a lot of mail for you today. Merry Christmas. I always remember you, and I know you won't forget me.
Boy, did he pick the wrong time.
And I'll dump these letters on the table. There you are. Serving you as always, day after day. Like our motto says, neither hail nor snow nor sleet shall stop this courier from the swift completion of his appointed rounds.
Is that the end of the commercial, or is there more?
Well, I'll be seeing you, Mr. Hope, and hold this thought. When Christmas morn dawns bright and clear, and you partake of Yuletide cheer, think of all the poor mailmen from here to Nantucket soaking their pooped-out dogs in a bucket. Well, so long!
Well, gee, Bob, now you'll have to give him a present.
Yeah, especially after that laugh he got. Well, let's see what he brought, Bill.
Oh, plenty. Look at all these Christmas cards. You sure do get a lot of cards.
Yes,
and packages,
yes, I
Bob.
Know. My fans are wonderful to me, Bill. Why, I just mentioned on the air those Remington electric shavers that can shave the fuzz off a peach, and they sent me hundreds of them. Look at them all.
Yeah, I see them. But gee, won't they rot if you don't put them in the icebox? Getting back to your Christmas list, Bob, have you bought gifts for everyone?
Yeah, Bill, except my wife. I'm going crazy trying to find a present for Dolores.
Well, everybody has trouble finding a present for his wife, Bob.
Yeah, this is the only time of year I'm glad I'm not King Farouk. I sure wish I could think of a nice present for her.
Well, doesn't Dolores give you a hint of what she wants?
Well, usually. Last year, she told me how beautiful Betty Grable looked in silver mink coat and dark glasses, so that's what I got her.
Oh. Gee, she must have flipped on Christmas morning.
She did. She thought I was going to get her the mink coat, too. Come on, Bill, let's run downtown right now and see if we can find something for her.
Okay, Bob.
Let's go in this department store right here. I wonder if the floor walker could make some suggestions. Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I noticed your striped pants and cutaway coat and that carnation in your lapel. Are you the floor walker?
No, I'm the chairman of the United Nations. What can I do for you?
Well, I've got to buy a present for my wife. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, how about a fur coat? We have a heavenly silver mink coat for $15,000.
No, that's too much.
Well, we have a blue mink for $10,000, or a lovely ranch mink coat for $5,000.
Look, what can I get for about $200?
A shower curtain with 5 o'clock shadow.
Now, look, don't use that tone of voice to me. It isn't the gift that counts, it's the spirit. And besides, I thought you were supposed to be polite to people.
To most people. But there's two customers the store says I can insult any time I please.
Yeah, who are they?
You and Jack Benny.
Please, don't compare me with a Scrooge of Santa Monica. Look, all I want is some suggestions. This present doesn't have to be anything as fancy as a mink coat.
It doesn't?
No, my wife has very simple tastes.
Yeah, I can see that.
You must have got up on the wrong side of your hairdryer this morning. Now, will you please direct me to the less expensive gifts? I've got to get my wife a present.
Yeah, very well. Go straight down this aisle, turn left through housewares and notions, then turn right through cotton goods and straight on out.
Where will that take me?
To the sidewalk. The Salvation Army is right next door. You can snatch something for her off one of the racks.
I took Frank the Floor Walker Nelson's advice and went outside. And there was a smell of chestnuts in the nippy Yuletide air. I couldn't help but think of Nat King Cole's famous Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Frank Sinatra and Al Jolson ring jingle bells when a Bob Hope NBC Christmas just like the ones we used to know returns. First, this from Kraft. Santa Claus for parquet margarine.
A bite for Ben, a yo-yo for Allison, and some toasted parquet margarine for me.
Butter.
Cops don't talk, and besides, you're parquet.
Butter.
One quick taste will tell. Sweet, creamy, you are butter.
Parquet.
Remember, Santa knows a good little cup from a bad little cup.
I love you, Santa.
Parquet margarine from Kraft. The flavor says...
Butter.
If you're still looking for great Christmas buys for the skier or sportsman on your list, shop the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales till 5 p.m. tonight. Save an additional 25% off specially marked items. For example, nylon polyester ski bibs. Sunset's regular price, $19.97, now just $14.95. Or ski-style jackets, regularly $24.75, now just $18.57. Save an additional 25% on nylon moon boots, backpacks, fishing reels, and ladies and men's reversible vinyl raincoats. Some as low as $4 and $5. Save 25% off regular low prices on all Christmas decorations. Don't miss the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales. Open today till 5 p.m. at the corner of 39th and Holgate. Sunset Surplus Sales, where you won't be able to leave without finding a bargain. Open till 5 tonight. Closed Christmas. Open Sunday, December 26th. A Bob Hope NBC Christmas continues. And once again, here's Bob.
It always amazes me how different people get into the Yuletide spirit. For many years, we had an elderly lady in our cast named Irene Ryan. And even though Miss Ryan's health was a matter of constant concern, especially to her, she did manage to get herself in a holiday mood in her own peculiar way.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Hope.
Well, it's Miss Ryan. Say, I'm just out buying my Christmas tree. Did you get yours yet?
Well, I haven't been feeling so well, you know. And in my condition, I thought it would be silly to squander a lot of money on a Christmas tree. So I'm just renting one from day to day.
The Santa Claus that comes to her house is on a stretcher pulled by four interns. Well, I've got to get along, Miss Ryan, and buy that Christmas tree.
Oh, the holiday season does cost a lot of money, but I did save quite a lot on my Christmas cards.
Well, how's that?
Well, my doctor just sent back my X-ray pictures, and my liver turned out to be shaped just like a reindeer. So I'm just going to paint some antlers on it and say Merry Christmas from deep down inside me.
Miss Ryan celebrated from deep down inside her, and Frank Sinatra sang from the same place. In this case, with the Ralph Brewster Singers.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E. B-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh. Through the snow,
hello.
In a one-horse open sleigh,
hello.
O'er the fields we go,
hello.
Laughing all the way,
hello. Bells on
what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E. P-E-double-L-S. I love those jingle bells. All the way.
Jingle all the way.
When Frank sang Jingle Bells on NBC, he brought along his own special arrangement. And when Al Jolson sang Jingle Bells on NBC, he brought along not only a special arrangement, but special lyrics, too.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. But before we dash too far, we pause throughout the nation to let the network that we use identify each station. Jingle bells, I'm singing on one knee. We'll be back again on NBC.
The National Broadcasting Company.
Well, Al's song couldn't have come at a better time because the first hour of this Christmas cornucopia is just about over. But stick around. There'll be some great jokes next hour. Like the time I arrived at Sawtelle Hospital.
Let me welcome you to Sawtelle Hospital. I'm Dr. Hubbard.
Dr. Hubbard, huh?
Yes, I'm the head of the hospital. Here, shake hands.
Well, hiya, Dr. Hubbard. Put it there. Ouch! Ouch, my arm!
Well, what's the matter?
What a sneaky way to give a man a hypodermic.
Or the time I arrived at Corona Hospital.
Welcome to Corona Hospital. I'm Captain Van.
Captain Van?
Yes, I'm the commanding medical officer of this hospital. Shake hands.
Sure thing. Put it there, Captain.
What's the matter?
What a sneaky way to get new patients.
If only we could have gotten new jokes. Stay tuned, everybody. Next hour we will.
A Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, will return after this pause for station identification. This is NBC, the network that brought you the Porsche Faces Life Christmas program.